What I want to do tonight, just really, very briefly, take a look in the book of Luke. And if you have your Bibles there, we're just going to read a couple of verses and talk a little bit about the Christ child, except just look at a little bit something different here. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. If you have your Bibles, please, you can look with me. Luke chapter 2 and verse 8. This, of course, is most widely read chapter in the Bible when it comes to the birth of Christ. We're just going to just take a look at four verses there. Luke chapter 2, verse 8, and I'm going to just read down to verse 11, just talk a little bit about something that we could see in verse 11. Let's look at verse 8 first. "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." And here it is. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." Now I want to concentrate on that word. Let's read it again, verse 11, all the way through this time. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Let's just pray for a second. Father, we thank you for this time. And Lord, what we've heard already, the message and music tonight, Lord, it's beautiful, it's great. Lord, we're thankful this time of the year that we can come and just sing these songs and listen and just soak it all in, Lord. And the real meaning of the season is that you sent your Son to be the Savior for the world. Lord, we thank you for that. And Father, if there's any folks here tonight that haven't realized that and haven't gotten the full meaning and the true meaning of Christmas, that you'd help them right now, open up their hearts. And Lord, Holy Spirit, just do a work as we look at a few things. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Now, Jesus is known by many names. My son's room at home, even though he's not there anymore, his bedroom's our office now, but there's he's got sort of a plaque on the wall, and it has, you've heard many preachers preach on the names of Christ, and they'll go through the different names. Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Lamb of God. Verse 11, what we just read, says that the angels announced to the shepherds, "Unto you is born a Savior." And that's what I want to concentrate on just for a couple of minutes. The angel didn't say, "Unto you is born a child." We heard a lot of songs tonight about the baby Jesus. What was that first one? The little bitty baby from Bethlehem? "Unto you," it didn't say that. "Unto you is born a baby or a child or a king." Specifically, the angel said, "A Savior." And I want to look at that for a minute. Savior means deliverer, one who saves, a preserver, a protector. If you look in the concordance and study that word, look up Savior, save, saved, saveth, and saving, all words used to describe a salvation experience. It's used over 200 times in the New Testament. Over 200 times. Very important. A lot of people, when I first got saved, and I never heard that word before. What do you mean, save? Well, we're going to talk about that. Look past the babe in the swaddling clothes tonight. Let's, for a minute, look past the Son of Mary, born in a lowly stable. I want you to see that one of the most important events in the history of the world took place that night, and this is what they said in verse 11, "Unto you a Savior is born." Now, I want you to see the baby Jesus as a Savior tonight. In Acts chapter 4, Peter is speaking. They were just getting in trouble for preaching the gospel, and they had the religious leaders there as their audience. And remember this, they said this about Jesus. Peter said, "This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner." And he says this, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be" what? "Saved." Luke 19:10, Jesus himself said, "The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." John 12:47, Jesus said, "I came not to judge the world, but to save the world." 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, Paul is writing, he said, "For this is the good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior." What is good and acceptable? "Who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth." That's the key. Saved is a Bible word for a salvation experience. A person is saved from something and then saved to something. Well, let's look at the first part. What are you saved from? An example tonight, someone was saved from a fire. They were trapped in a home, and they went in there and rescued them. They could be saved from a fire. Someone could be saved from drowning in the ocean here in Florida. But the Bible says we need to be saved from something else. We needed a Savior. Romans chapter 3, verse 10, or Romans chapter 3, verse 10 and 23 says, there is none righteous, no, not one. No one's perfect, no one's holy, no one is right with God. And then Romans 3:23 says, for all, A-L-L, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23 says the wages or the penalty, the payment for sin because of that sin is death. Now, the Bible's not just talking there about a physical death. Everyone's going to die. Everyone's going to die a physical death because of sin. But the Bible there is talking about a second death, a death number two, if you would. We're all going to die one time, a physical death. That's death number one. But in Revelation chapter 20, verse 14, it says someday death and hell are going to be cast into the lake of fire. It says this is the second death, all right? Death number two. Death is both physical and spiritual for those who know not Christ. It's a separation. Well, Jesus was born as a Savior to save us to something, all right? Save us to something. Namely, a restored relationship with God and a home in heaven. I didn't read the second half of Romans 6:23. It goes like this. For the wages of sin is death. All right, we can see it's physically and spiritually. Death number one and death number two. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the time of the year we're all, I'm sure, busy shopping, going out to the stores. The greatest gift you could receive tonight would be the gift of eternal life. And it's provided by the Savior. I want to see Jesus Christ tonight as a Savior. And it's our prayer, and the prayer of the folks in this church, and the prayer of everyone in the choir tonight, that you'll make that decision soon, even tonight. What I'd like you to do is just bow your heads, close your eyes. We're going to be done in just a moment. We'll go on with the fellowship. I think Brother Sam is going to come and pray over the food. But I want to ask you a question real quick. We're not going to keep you here long. We're not going to make you come forward. We're not going to embarrass you. But with your heads bowed and eyes closed, after hearing that gospel and song and seeing what the Bible has to say about our condition and our need to be saved from something and saved to a home in heaven, I'd like to ask you a question tonight. There's some of you here, I had you raise your hand. Some of you I've never met before, and you're visitors here, and it's good to have you here, but I want to ask you a question. This time of the year when we think of the baby Jesus, the baby in the manger that was born in the stable there amongst the animals that night, I want you to think of him as the angel said to the shepherds that night. He's a Savior is born unto you. And I want you to ask yourself a question tonight. If you were to leave this world tonight as you drove home, maybe had an accident, we don't know what the Bible says, life is like a vapor. It appeareth for a little while and then vanishes away. We don't know what tomorrow holds. And if you're here tonight, I want to ask you a question. If you were to die tonight, do you know for sure, 100% sure, that you would go to heaven? Or do you have a doubt about that? And if you're here tonight and you have doubts about salvation, you don't have to have a doubt. That's why Jesus was born. That's why he lived a sinless life. He died on the cross. The last three words in the Gospel of John that Jesus said was, "It is finished." All right? And those three words, if you look it up in the Greek, meant it's been paid. It's been paid in full. And what Jesus did when he died on the cross was pay our sin debt. So you don't have to worry about it tonight when you go home and you lay your head on a pillow. If you have Christ in your heart, you have your sins forgiven, and you have a new birth. We talked about death number one and death number two. You know, the Bible says that there is a new birth, being born again. We have a physical birth. We need to have a spiritual birth. Jesus talked to a very religious man, Nicodemus, when he said, "Nicodemus, you must be born again." And folks, if you're here tonight and you have Jesus in your heart, you've had your sins forgiven, you've been born again, you've been saved by the Savior, that's great. And you're going to go home, and someday when you die and leave this earth, you're going to be in heaven forever and ever. And there's no greater news than that. But maybe someone's here tonight, and this is just for maybe that one person. You might be here tonight, and you never even heard that word mentioned before, saved and salvation and born again. It's all Bible terminology. And folks, Jesus was born to be your Savior. If you were the only person that ever lived tonight, he died for you. And I'd like to ask you, just with a slight raising of your hand, I'm not going to come to you, I'm not going to embarrass you. If you're here tonight and you don't know that, you don't know where you'd go if you died tonight, but you would like to know, and you want, we're going to pray in just a minute, and then Brother Sam's going to come up and pray for the food. But we'd like to pray for you and pray for your soul. If you're here tonight and you say, "Mr. Cuzzo, Frank, I'm not sure about that, but I want you to pray for me. Just slip up your hand, would you? You're not sure about salvation and you want us to pray for you? Most important thing that you could ever do in your life is make a decision for Christ. I don't believe I see anybody's hand. I see someone in the back, young fellow back there. Great. All right. Then let's just pray, and then Brother Sam will come, and we'll have our refreshments. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you so much for your word. And, Lord, we thank you for the great message and song tonight. We're thankful that Jesus was more than a baby. Father, that he was our Savior. And, Father, I'm thankful for that day when someone came to me and told me my need for a Savior. And, Lord, that you were just so gracious to me, a sinner. And, Lord, I was able to open up my heart and receive Christ and be born again. We just thank you so much for that and for those that are here that can share that with me. And, Father, maybe someone here tonight that couldn't raise their hand, maybe they were too embarrassed to, Father. I pray that they would seek someone out before they leave tonight and just, Lord, give us an opportunity to talk to them and show them from your word that they need to trust Christ as a Savior also. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.